greatest internet radio stations around. You're listening to
Parkview Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and welcome to Parkview Radio. This week we're looking at reality TV and what it takes to be a reality star slash vlogger. Now, reality TV is really easy to get into nowadays. With so many camera phones and platforms to upload to, like YouTube, Instagram, it's easy to get yourself out there and seen. Our first guest is a vlogger known by the name of Lucy Flight. Now, Lucy Flight has over 150,000 subscribers on YouTube and over 150,000 followers on Instagram. Because of her Instagram and YouTube following, she also gets picked up by a lot of brands and gets to go off and do different photo shoots. This is what happened when we met up with Lucy.
Hi, it's Lee for Parkview Radio here, and I'm with Lucy Flight, blogger, Instagrammer, everything. So what things have you been up to lately?
I mean, it's my birthday today, so thank you. So we've just been chilling, really. It's been a bit quiet. I'm off to Barcelona tomorrow, so I'm going with a brand, which will be amazing, off for a couple of days. In fact, I think it's about 4 days. No, not packed at all, which is very like me. I like to do things very last minute. Literally packed the night before I came down here. I live in Glasgow and stay with my boyfriend, so literally do everything last minute. But yeah, off to Barcelona tomorrow, which will be super fun. Yeah, it's usually...
Are we allowed a sneak peek of the brand you're going with? Or?
Yeah, I'm going with Soy Fragrance, which is a fragrance that it's like body mists and stuff. It could sold in Boots and Superdrug. So yeah, I'm off with them tomorrow. We're going to have a jam-packed 4 days in Barcelona.
And if anyone wants to get into vlogging and that, what advice would you give them?
Be yourself. I'd 100%. Because a lot of people get into it now and they kind of emulate what other people are doing, and that's already there. That you, there's nobody else that can be you except from you. So yeah, I think that my best advice would be yourself and be consistent. People love consistency and like to see regular uploads, and yeah, I just think just be yourself, have fun, see where it goes.
And where can people find you on social media?
At Lucy Flight on everything.
Okay, lovely, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Right, next, we're going to move on to Dan Masuku. Now, Dan appeared on Channel 4's The Circle. The Circle was a game show where a group of people lived in a block of flats, and the only way they could communicate with each other was through a social media platform called The Circle. Now, you could choose to be yourself or be someone different on The Circle, and unfortunately for Dan, he got very friendly with who he thought was a lady, which turned out to be a man.
Hi, this is Lee for Parkview Radio. I'm here with Dan Masuku from Channel 4, The Circle. Nice to meet you.
Hello, lovely to meet you, mate.
What interested you going on to a show like The Circle?
I think it's a really unique opportunity to show your personality. I think the concept of having being able to pick whoever you want and me actually deciding to be myself, I felt like it was a statement. So that was kind of the idea for me to just try and be myself, really, and show everyone that they can also choose to be themselves. It's enough, do you know what I mean? That was kind of my idea behind it.
And how did you feel about people who catfished? And
it wasn't very it wasn't a lovely experience to be on the receiving end, and I suppose even in that sense I hope people take something away from that in seeing my journey in getting to know these people, liking these people, and then having that happened to me. It was played out for everyone to see, so I suppose hopefully it deters any other catfishes from doing it to anyone else, just because they can see the results. So yeah.
And trolling and cyberbullying is quite big amongst teenagers at the moment. What advice would you give to our teenagers about staying safe online?
I suppose from the perspective of being cyberbullied, it's a tricky one, because of course it's a difficult place to be when you feel like everyone is attacking you. And from my perspective, I just think you've got to be really careful whose advice you take, whose opinion you think is valuable. These people don't know you, they don't walk your life, so if they are trolling you and they're bullying from the perspective of either they're unhappy in themselves, unhappy in their own lives, or they just are bored and they're trying to get a rise out of you. So I know it's really, really tough to be on the receiving end of it, and it is a terrible, terrible position to be in, but try and stay positive and understand that these people aren't doing it because they genuinely don't like you. reality is they probably don't like something about themselves. There's something in their own lives they're struggling with, and that's their outlet. So just kind of take that with a pinch of salt.
And what are you hoping to do next? Now you've had a bit of success from the circle, usually the story's out there. What's next in the pipeline for you?
It's always a question, isn't it? What's next? I mean, I'm enjoying life at the moment. I get to do amazing things like this and work for charities and help out where I can. And I find that really fulfilling. I find that really something I like doing. So as long as I can do more of that, I'll be happy.
All right, thanks there, Dan. And now, from one Dan to another Dan, we're moving on to Dan Osborne. Now, Dan Osborne started his TV career in The Only Way's Essex. After the show, he met Jacqueline Joshuin, who we know as Lauren from EastEnders, and moved from Essex to Bexley Heath, where he opened up his tattoo shop with his brother. Also, he appeared on Celebrity Big Brother, where he came second. This is what happened when we caught up with Dan. So, first of all, how did you get into reality TV?
I was with a model agency at the time and then just got asked to go on it. And that was, yeah, it was pretty simple, really.
And was it fun?
It was, yeah. It was a good experience. Obviously, it has its downsides as well. But, yeah, it was good. Yeah, overall.
Yeah, and Big Brother, how did that come about?
Just got asked to go for a meeting for it. Went for the meeting and must have done well, and then next thing you know, I was in there.
And is it really as locked down as it's made out?
You literally don't see anyone, hear anything.
No phones, nothing like that.
Not one thing. Scary.
And what advice would you give our young people when they get into TV? It's hard because anyone in a way can be a reality star now, and
yeah.
But then there's a lot of pressure when it comes to that. Like today, I've seen you must have took a photo with 500 people, 600 people today.
Yeah, obviously that's the nice side to it when you're at a charity event and stuff like that, but it can get a lot sometimes. Some days, like everyone, you have bad days and you just want to be left alone or whatever, and sometimes you can't be. And like, so it has its ups and downs, and obviously if you want to get into TV and stuff, you just got to be ready to be told no a lot. Like, you get turned down a lot from things, but don't take it to heart. They're just like, just if it's something you really want to do, just keep chasing it.
You put up in Paradise or Pickford Lane.
Yep.
What made you want to firstly do tattoo business and be an entrepreneur at the same time?
I started tattooing when I was 18, so I've just always obviously loved tattooing, and I love artwork, I love drawing and tattooing, and I've got loads of tattoos myself, and I just always wanted to open my own shop, and then I got the opportunity to do it, and me and my little brother together opened the shop together.
And how hard is the day-to-day running of business?
To be fair, without my little brother, it'd be hard. he's the brains behind it. But yeah, he looks after the place and makes sure it's all right. And so we work together, but he's the smart one.
And,
it's more work than you think.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. And any advice for any young people wanting to be an entrepreneur or businessman?
Again, like, I think for a business to work, it has to be something that you're into and love doing. Like, most people in reality TV, they open, I don't know, they start like a clothing range or something like that. But if you're not into that, just you don't have to do that. So I did something that's close to mine. I love doing it, and I love the artwork and everything. And then I think it will always work if it's something you're passionate about.
So there we go. That's the end of another summer special. As I said, this week was based on reality TV. I hope you've had some useful tips there about if you want to become a reality TV star. And remember to join us next week for another special. Bye for now.
You're listening to one of the best internet radio stations around. You're listening to Parkview Radio.